Teresa, hello. Hello, Tish.
Yes, so welcome everyone. We've got Teresa with us today. Gosh, I haven't seen Teresa for a while. We have Tish. Tish has her camera off, but welcome, Tish. We're glad you're with us. And Sherry, and then of course myself. Tish says hello over in the chat. And I am going to make Sherry my co-host officially here. Sherry is actually my co-host, but I have now officially clicked through and made her my co-host on the Zoom call today. So this is Build a Better Business. And we go through a series. This is our free one. This is for folks that have not tuned into any of our masterminds, but they're just checking out what we're about. And we go through 10 to 12 steps on building a better business every year. And so we start off, and I'm not going to get down in the weeds with all of the different steps. I'll just kind of go through the highlights. Sherry's heard this 100 times. In January, we create our VPS, which is our value proposition statement. It's our promise to our audience, what it is that we do. In February, we talk all about storytelling. And storytelling is cornerstone of your business. And we talked about that extensively in February. And in March, we talk about serving is selling and how you can come alongside some actual influencers that have the same audience as you and serve them. And by serving them, they start to recognize you. And consequently, they start announcing you to their audience. And you build those relationships, and as folks get to know, like, and trust you, they start checking out what your products and services are. Like, who is this Teresa girl? Let me figure her out. we see that Tish, is this you connecting on a second? It looks like she's connecting on a second device there.
Yes, I'm transitioning.
Okay, perfect. So then in April, see, now that we started in January and we know what our promise is to our audience, and then we have our story already drafted, you know, our hero's journey on where we were and what we discovered, our aha moment, and how now we want to bring that to our audience. And so we already have our story kind of crafted, and we've already lined up those influencers that we're going to start serving. But now when those influencers start saying, you know, hey, Tish has been here every time I'm on, or Teresa's been here, or Sherry's been here, connect with them. Well, but now where are you going to send them? Where are you going to send these folks that are now connecting with you? So this is where Sherry's got a cat distraction. I love it. her admin in the office. So anyway, now you have to send them somewhere. So you have to build a platform. And that is where a lot of folks get kind of stuck, because they're like, well, I don't know where to send them. And on our mastermind call, we decided, if you don't have anything else, have a link tree. A link tree is a great place to send your folks. It's like an electronic business card. And we're not going to, you know, spend a lot of time on link tree today, but connect with me later if you have any questions, and I can walk you through some of that, or go back and listen to some of our replays about link tree. It's a great place to send folks. I don't even print business cards anymore. When I go out to a networking event and someone says to me, how can I connect with you? Or if one of my influencers say, oh, connect with Kathy, then I say, well, let me just give you my electronic business card. I don't call it Linktree to my person that I'm networking with or to. I just say, let me give you my electronic business card. And because they just asked me, how can they connect? I mean, they just asked me the question. So I say, what's your phone number? Well, of course they give it to me because we're connecting. They just asked me if we could connect. And I just type their phone number right into my text, and I drop my Linktree link in there and I text it to them. And then I name that contact. So now I actually have them in my phone. And so I'm not coming home with this whole list of business cards. I actually have made the connection with that person. They have my information in their phone. I have their information in my phone. And even in the notes section, when I name the contact, I'll even make a note on where I met them. You know, I met them at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon or what. So that way later on, if I wanted to, reach out to folks that I've networked with, I know where I met them at. So that helps me know what type of a message to draft, to put together. So if I'm meeting at a real estate meetup, for example, I might get more specific about real estate. But if I meet folks at a chamber of commerce, for example, it might be a more general business connection. I'm not going to talk necessarily about real estate because not everyone there might be interested in real estate. So anyway, it's just a way that you don't come back, because how many times do we come back with this stack of business cards when we network and then we say, weeks go by and then we go, I can't even remember what that person said to me. I don't remember even what it is that they do. And we won't get into business cards today, but how many times do you look at a business card and you don't even know what the person does? You look at the name of their business on their business card, the company name, you know, and I'll give you a perfect example. Here in Canal Winchester, we had a beauty salon and they named the beauty salon Blouché Le Change. And so everybody would come into my beauty salon that was, you know, all about you salon suites, hair and nails. And they would come into my beauty salon and go, is that an art gallery down the street? And I'm like, no, it's a beauty salon. And they're like, really? And what does that mean? You know, well, it's French for beautiful change. Well, okay, that makes sense for a name for a beauty salon, but how many of us speak French? And so Then I have gals that came in. We had rented a space for a couple of years and we were all approved by the board of cosmetology. And so when I bought my own building and moved my salon, another salon was going to skate right into my old space because the space, see, was already approved by the board. And they named it Carpe Diem, seize the day in Latin. And so my customers would come in and say, hey, I see a carpet store went in where you guys used to be. And I'm like, no, that's a salon. So the problem is that you get all of these business cards, you know, Carpe Diem and Plouché Le Change. And you're like, I don't even know what they do. I don't even, you know, Susie works at Carpe Diem. What is that? Is it an art gallery? Is it a carpet store? What is it? And so you don't know how to connect with her later. So unless you're making notes on these business cards. So for me to just collect it right into my phone while I'm there is huge. That's huge for me. And so now I already have that information. So now where are we going to send these folks? Well, you have to have some sort of a platform. Now there's a million and one platforms out there. So let me, and I already know the answer for Sherry. So I'm going to ask Teresa first, do you have a website already out there that you can send folks to? You're on mute. You got to click your little microphone there.
So different with Teams. So my not to have a long answer, but my major interest in being on this Zoom call today is that I have lots of arms.
Okay.
And I haven't put them all together.
Okay.
That is the difficult part. So I have people who get to know me for different reasons, you know, author, social ally, right now Columbus, you know, kind of like.
Okay.
And so I really need to figure out like how to put them all together. So Linktree might actually be the answer.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some tips.
Yep. I'm going to give you some tips. Now, do you have some platforms though in your different lanes? Do you have like a website for your writing and a website for whatever? Do you have that already in place?
So I have two websites for the business aspects of my life. And then I have just a Facebook page for my authorship.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. And Tish, how about you? Do you have a website already?
Yes.
Okay. And do you send everybody back to your one website?
Yes, for right now.
Okay, perfect. And Sherry, I already know that you have a website. We've looked at yours several times, and I also have a website. So I'm going to respond to Teresa for just a moment. Teresa, make a list of everything that you're doing.
Okay.
You know, just, I mean, you don't have to get into detail because you know what it is. You know, just make it so that you can kind of see this list of everything that you're doing. And then pick a common theme or thought or feeling that goes through all those things, a thread that can weave all of those things together. And what we're trying to do, and I'll give you an example, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a 50,000 foot view of what your message is.
Okay.
Because, well, and I'm going to give you some examples. So let's say that you want to listen to country music and you tune in and you find a country station and you're like, yes. And so you save that station. But the next day when you tune in, it's classical. And the next day you tune in and it's, you know, it's pop music. And
that makes you very happy.
After, I know, but after a while you're going to say, you know, I think that station got hacked, you know, because that's, that's not what I was signed up. You know, see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
And so what happens is you have to create a name for your station, if you will, mm-hmm. that lets everyone know what your message is, what your overarching message is, what the umbrella is over everything that you're doing. And we talk about this in our blogging group too, because when girls, guys and gals start to name their blog, they're like, well, I want to write about this and that and family and my job and, you know, and health and fitness. And, you know, so I'm like, okay, what's your overarching theme? And that's your name should go with your overarching theme. So you can write about all those things. And so I'll give you my first example. When I started my first beauty salon, I named it All About Nails. Well, guess what happened?
It was hair.
Yep. Because as soon as I got underway, a stylist came to me and said, hey, we're looking for salon space. And I'm like, oh, so I had to change my name almost immediately because I thought too small, too narrow.
Yeah.
And so then when I started into my business, I struggled with the very same thing. And so what I did is I listed everything that I wanted to write about. So, or everything that I wanted to market and write in my blog and put on my podcast and all those things. And so I said, okay, I'm definitely into real estate investing. So I'm going to be this real estate guru. But then somebody said, yeah, but you have a passion for writing. Why don't you come to this writer's group? And so as things unfolded, I was kind of handed the Ohio Writers Guild. Okay, well, there's a sign. And I'm like, oh, I really need to take that. So now I'm thinking, okay, real estate investing, Ohio Writers Guild, how does that go together? And then someone said, Kathy, we want you to do a podcast along with us on health and fitness because, you know, you're really in, you know, you walk your 5K every day. And I'm thinking, okay, real estate investing, Ohio Writers Guild, fit as a fiddle. I'm thinking, how does all of this go together? And so I'm thinking, okay, it's all about passive income. That was my first thought. That's going to be my overarching thought is passive income. And so I thought every time I write or post something, I'm going to weave passive income. You know, you can write from anywhere in the world and have passive income and you have to be healthy and, you know, health comes before wealth and then real estate investing. And it's all about passive income. Well, that's an underlying theme because then I had to ask myself, why am I doing this? Why? Well, because I want passive income. Well, why do you want passive income? Well, I want passive income because, you know, I want to be able to live life on my terms. I want to be able to work from anywhere. I want to be, well, what is it that you want? What sums up what you want? What sums up your message? Well, what I want, I want freestyle living. You know, you've heard of freestyle skating, freestyle skiing, where you do your own thing. I want freestyle living where I can do my own thing when I want, how I want, where I want. And so that's where my overarching message of freestyle living was born. And so my podcast is called Freestyle Living. My blog post is called Freestyle Living. And so now when I create my academy or when I create my website, it's all about freestyle living. Is that helpful? As an example, is that helpful? So make a list of everything that you want to talk about. And yes, Tish says, so your message for helping others starts with what you want. Well, first of all, it's what you want your life to look like. It's what you want your life to look like. And here's what I'll say. Oftentimes, and Sherry will probably agree with me on this one. Oftentimes, your message will actually be to an earlier version of you because you remember those struggles. And that's what the hero's journey is all about. The hero's journey is about once upon a time, here's where I was, but then I had this aha moment. And now, you know, I struggled through figuring that out. And now I want to help other folks also figure that out because I'm kind of a couple of steps ahead of you. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when these big gurus come on, I don't feel that I can connect with them because they're too many steps ahead of me. You know, like in real estate investing, for example, they'll say, make, you know, $1 million next month. And I'm like, I can't wrap my mind around $1 million next month. You know, tell me that I can make $1,000 next month and I'll probably connect with you. But if you tell me I can make $1 million next month, I can't wrap my mind around those numbers. So when I want to come along beside a guru and get to know them and their message, and I like them and I trust them, usually they're a few steps ahead of me. They're not a million steps ahead of me. And so what you're doing is you are not the hero in your hero's journey. You are the guide in your hero's journey, because here's where you were once upon a time, but then you discovered this aha moment, and now you've put together some products and resources that now you want to help other folks come along behind you. And you're the trailblazer. You're the guide. They're the hero. Your clients will be the hero when you monetize your business. And you want to constantly remind them that they're the hero. Okay. So anyway, when we're talking about a website platform, so all of you need to go back and visit your websites. And Sherry and I have worked on ours extensively so many times. We were like, okay, let's throw this out, try do it again. Anyhow, as we're working on our websites, what we have discovered is we like the Don Miller Story Brand version, where he basically makes your clients the hero of the story. So he says, you know, how many times when you see a realtor out there on a business card or on their website that they've got their arms crossed, like they're the hero of the story, you know, hire me, I'm the realtor of the day. Or even authors, you know, you'll go to an author page and it'll be all about the author at the top of the page. It needs to be about the reader. It needs to be about their journey, not your journey. And that's why my About Me page on my website, I like it to be my Work With Me page. See, it's not about me. It's about my clients and how they can work with me, how I can be their guide. And that on my About Me page, that is where I actually put my hero's journey. That's where I actually put down my hero's journey, my once upon a time, here's where I was, but then I discovered this, and now I can help you discover the same things. Is that helpful to everybody? Yes, Tish.
I'm typing in the chat because I don't know when you want to answer this question, and I don't know.
Oh, no, just jump in. We're just okay. having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right. So similar to Teresa, I believe my hero's journey helped me to realize there's certain areas, like various areas, I should say, that I could impact other people's lives, like being a single mom, mm-hmm. Workplace trauma. Like those different things led me to want to do my online business because it provides flexible hours, you know, doing the freestyle living, things kind of, and not have to deal with workplace trauma, being an African-American female trying to move up and have hitting that glass ceiling. I know that other people can hit that glass ceiling regardless of your race or ethnicity, but I know this, there was a big issue with like promotion or mm-hmm. mentorship and so forth based on, you know, my race.
Right.
So with that being said, I want to remove those barriers. So how do I know in my hero's journey, I hit on some of those points, but not necessarily the workplace trauma. But how do I tie that all together to make my overarching message? I think that's where I'm kind of stuck. Two things is like my digital marketing and my online message, because if I'm going to talk to my earlier self, those are the two things that impact me the most, like my workplace trauma and then becoming a single mom. So I had to maneuver things to be able to meet the needs of my family because my daughter's in private school.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I had to be flexible so I can be able to drop her off, pick her up and all that stuff. So I just don't, I'm in the same boat as Teresa. Like, how do I break? I know the hero story brings it all together, but I'm trying to figure out like how to transition that into profit, convert
okay.
it to, and create those different buckets.
Okay. Well, and your question is kind of multifaceted there. So right. I'll try to maybe hit on all of it. Number one is I hear you asking, how do you make the thread weave through everything? And one of my struggles was I had the health piece, and then everything else seemed to be under the passive income piece. And how was I going to weave the health piece in with the passive income piece? And so I'm going to share my screen And I am just going to show you, and I haven't pulled this up yet, so bear with me here. I'm going to actually just go right to my website. It'll take a minute for it to load. This is my website. And just to give you an idea, see, my picture is about everybody having a great time. It's not all about me. You see that? And again, that's just an example of the Don Miller suggestion where he says, make your main picture on your website, at the top of your picture, go with your overarching theme, not with being all about you. So if it's about happy people, put happy people there. If it's about freestyle living, put freestyle living people there. So that's why I chose this picture, because we are having such a good time. Sherry will even remember when this picture was taken. And we were just horsing around at a convention, and we took this picture. So anyway, so then see, here's where I'm tying all my stuff in together, my different setups where, you know, you can do and we're going to get into this later on. Next month, we're going to talk about what's our free opt-in offer, what's our mid-level offer, what's our third base offer, what's our home run, and then what does that look like? So at any place that somebody taps in, whether it's the free stuff, the mid-level stuff, the high-level stuff, at any time that they tap in, they become part of the tribe. They become part of my freestyle living tribe. And so that's the main thing in your website is you want to, how do you make your folks that are tapping into your products and services, how do you make them a part of your community? And I'm making them part of my freestyle living tribe. Does that make sense? And that can be a Facebook group. That can, you know, that can be an email list that they get notifications of everything that's going on. But they're your inner circle. And they've tapped in at some level all around your products and services. And then you just go down the page with your products and services. But what I want to show you is I want to jump over here to my Work With Me page, which normally you would call your About Me page. And on my Work With Me page, see, I have a mentor and a coach who understands you. See, I'm making it about the client, not about me, about the client. And so ways you can work with me. And then I found my solution. I can help you find yours. And here is my hero's journey. Now, here's what I want to tell you. And here's going to answer the first question for Tish. Is here's where you can weave everything you've experienced into your hero's journey. This is how you can bring all of those lanes together. Go to my kathybinner.com, go to my Work With Me page and use these prompts. And it says, let me tell you a quick story and then make three bullet points of your story. See, mine was, I was a single mom. I was living payday to payday. I had a car that I couldn't keep running. I had no means toward retirement. See, those were my four bullet points. And I turned that into a paragraph. So make three or four bullet points under each one of these. Then something happened that changed my life forever. Put three or four bullet points of what happened in your life. And so mine was, my mom sat me down and had a talk with me about making more money. I met an LTech who was making more income in 1 week than I made in a month. I decided to attend cosmetology school. Those were my bullet points. See, what was it that happened that changed your life forever? Now, use this prompt again. At that time, I had no idea what this impact would have. The problem was, okay, why was your aha moment here a problem? Well, now that I was working full-time in my corporate job and part-time as an LTech, I had no time for my daughter and I was racing between two jobs. See, I created an additional problem because that's what's going to happen to your clients. They're going to come up with a solution, but then that's going to create another problem. And so you want to show them when they work with you that you've overcome the fact that sometimes a solution then brings additional problems. See, So just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, what happened then? Well, the nail salon I signed on decided to close. My corporate position was changing to a mandatory bachelor's and I had no time to go back to school for my bachelor's. See, so now you see where I thought I was going to lose my newfound freedom of having this second job. You saw where I was going to lose it. So my point is this. Go to my Work With Me page, use these prompts, create your own hero's journey. These prompts will walk you right around your hero's journey. So I was on the downward side because, needless to say, here's how I felt. That's when I truly hit rock bottom. This meant I had to do something different. That's when I decided to do this. And then something happened that changed everything. See, then life started to be on the upswing. See, now I'm coming around the upside of that hero's journey. And that was the spark I needed. So then here's what happened next. And now I'm getting excited. And I realized that now I could do this and I was forever changed. And so now I saw myself in this different position. And that's when I knew I couldn't stop. And so now I am creating stuff to help other folks. You see how that the prompts just walk you right around that hero's journey. So use those prompts on my site and create your own hero's journey and just craft that so that your followers will read that and go, oh my gosh, she gets me. That's the point of the hero's journey, is you want your buyers to say, she gets me. Yeah, this is the gal I need to connect with because she gets me. I've been there and she's been there ahead of me and she gets me. She knows what it's like to be a single mom, have a car that wouldn't run, working two jobs, you know, struggling to find your foothold. You know, she gets me. You see where I'm going with that? So that might answer your first question, because you want to weave all of your struggles into this hero's journey. See, and that way you can weave all those aspects in. So that's the first point that I want to make is to do that. Okay. Then the second point, and I'm just going to scroll back up here to the top. The second point is when you are working with your website, then you can start putting all of your products and services into a graphic similar to this, but you want to have a final landing spot for all of your clients. You know, so what, where is it that if they tapped in on all your different products and services, what community does that put them in? What is your overarching? See, mine is they're in my Freestyle Living tribe. See, it's all about freestyle living for me. So what, and Sherry, what is it for you? Let's give them another example. Sherry, jump in and tell us, what is it for you? And again, the graphic is just a way to visualize that. You don't have to use my same graphic. It can be any type of 100 different graphics. But what is it that overarching, what is it that you want your final clients to feel? And again, we're going to talk about how do you want them to feel? I want mine to feel like they have achieved freestyle living. That's what I want them to feel. What do you want your clients to feel? Sherry, how about you?
So I am suffering from a condition called dysgraphia. Dysgraphia is a disability in written expression. And because I've suffered through it, got a master's degree, I have been able to go full circle because my career took me back into the school where I started having trouble. And what I am helping people do is help teachers understand these kids that are struggling in the classroom. And I want to create innovative, collaborative classrooms so that all kids have access to learning. And I have found very targeted interventions that kids can do before they read, write, and do math.
And so what do you want your client base to feel at the end of the day?
What I want them to feel at the end of the day is that all kids have access to education.
Okay, so they're going to be a part of her tribe or a part of her group to get all of this information and tips and tricks and tools that they can use in the classroom.
But if I might be so bold, Sherry would also want those teachers to feel equipped and ready to provide those. So I would think that her client base would be more the teachers. I mean, obviously the students in the end zone, but along the way, the teachers.
Exactly. My tribe is the teacher, the therapist, and the parent, but mostly the teachers and the therapists.
Now, do you want to share your website today, Sherry?
I can do that.
Yep. Just yes. Again, just to give you another example, just so that you see a whole different set of products and services. You're not just seeing my set of products and services, but you're seeing somebody else's products and services that still follow the same formula.
Tish has her hand up.
Yes, Tish.
Okay, so I'm hearing that your hero story can have various audiences that you serve. And I don't know how to niche it down. I don't know if that's necessary. But I have a question about, for an example, Sherry, you mentioned that you have students, you can have youth, adults, and teachers that you can serve, right? Youth that are experiencing the same diagnosis as you. Adults can also have the same diagnosis, and then teachers who support those people with the diagnosis. So for me, yes. It's like I went from being in a place where it was a traumatic experience in the workplace, and it became a traumatic experience in my marriage. Now I'm a single mom. So I'm like, how do I help other people overcome those barriers? And I'm thinking, like, if you are able to control like your destiny or to create the life you want to live, then you don't have to be pigeonholed or stuck in those kind of traumatic spaces or experiences. So for an example, being a single mom, if I have the ability to create income based on my terms, then I don't have to depend on somebody else to do that for me in my household. And I don't have to have those struggles and those battles to try to compromise or try to, you know, whatever it may be to get the resolve that I need, because we both have to put our finances together to do it. So if I can do that independently of that person, then I can continue to move forward. Same thing with not being in a traumatic environment. Like if I can remove myself from that environment and create my own income, then I can move forward without having to be subjected to that.
Now, sometimes we try to name things a little more difficult. I can see you having a lane that's called create income on your own terms. And I can see you having a lane called remove yourself from traumatic situations. I can just see you, make it the language that you're speaking. And because if that's how you think of it in your head, your tribe is thinking of it the same way.
So one of the things that you can do, a couple things that you can do is, one, what you just said, record it in a transcription program that gives you keywords like Otter AI. And then look at those keywords and see if those keywords come up with something that's going to target what you do and create a name for it. Then another thing that you can do is, after you have that transcript of what you just said, take that transcript, go and open ChatGPT and say, make this more persuasive and visceral. So the idea of the persuasion is to make it suck you in. The idea of the visceral is to add that tear in somebody's eye that goes along with it. And you can say, make it one sentence, a whole paragraph, a whole book kind of a thing. So you can take that, but don't use ChatGPT's final product and go plug and fit it in. Take it, go back, put it back in your own words, then go back into GPT, refine this a little bit more. So you can go back and forth until you go, that's what I want to say. Okay.
I never heard of that product. Thank you.
It's an artificial intelligence product. Yes. It'll do some writing for you. And it's a great base. It's a great way to get a template so that you can create something. Because a lot of times we sit down at a blank page and we're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start that.
And please understand that ChatGPT is very much overloaded right now. So if you, and they're not even taking, this is how overloaded they are. They're not even taking any money from anybody right now because they can't keep up with the demand of the people they've already taken money from. So you may get on there and you can't get on. What I find is evenings are horrible. First thing in the morning, I can get on. And once I'm on, I can stay on throughout the day. So if you don't get on there like now, it is kind of funky. So Tish put the ChatGPT in there. It's openai.com, I think. So when you when you plug in ChatGPT, it's the one that says OpenAI for your link. So realize that you are going to the right place. So,
and there's other artificial intelligence programs out there as well, other than the ChatGPT. It happens to be the popular one right now, but there are some other artificial intelligence programs out there.
Oasis just went live, and that's on your iPhone only. That one I've been using. That one works a little bit better after you've been established a little bit, because it will take stuff that you want to put in social media. And so you plug in what you want to say, and it'll generate 7 to 9 different styles of posts. So it'll make a Twitter post, a LinkedIn post, a blog post, an email, you know, and it'll generate those different varieties to help you utilize and repurpose the same material.
And it all fits together. But today, you know, we're talking about have a platform to send your folks, have a place to send your folks. And as we unfold, and I'm just going to hit on this lightly so you see where we're going with this. Next month, we're going to talk about creating a free opt-in offer, kind of like, you know, the Jimmy Dean sausage when you go to Costco. And we're going to talk about what is your free offer to get folks to check you out, to give you a try, because they're not going to give you money until they know, like, and trust you. And so we're going to create a free offer so that they can kind of, you know, check you out a little bit. And then we're going to, in June, we're going to talk about your mid-level offer. In July, we're going to talk about your core offer. That's your bread and butter. That's the one you're going to make the most money on. And then in August, we're going to talk about your Go Celebrate offer. What is it that you sell occasionally? Because maybe it's your big ticket item that makes you want to go out and you know, have a glass of champagne because you sold one of those. And then finally, once you get those offers in place, see, at that point, we know what our promise is to our audience, our VPS, our value proposition statement. We already know what our story is as our cornerstone. We've already put together our hero's journey. We already have our influencers that we're going to serve. We already have our platform in place. We already know what our first base, second base, third base, and home run offers are going to be. And so now we're ready to start marketing ourselves. And so then we're going to talk all about social media. And that's where what Sherry was talking about is so beneficial, because then you can take one post and it'll create it across all your social media. It'll kind of word it correctly for you. And then from there, we're going to talk about, okay, well, now that you've got all this in place, what is a great way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you? And that is with blogging. So then we're going to have you create a blog to where you can start. And this is, again, where the AI can help you, the artificial intelligence, but then you're going to create a blog. And so that's going to start attracting an audience because they get to hear your voice on a regular basis. And then in November, we're going to talk about podcasting. And then finally in December, we're going to talk about being a public speaker, because you can take your, because by then, see, you're going to know your message inside and out at that, by the time we get there. And so at that point, if you, as an example, let's say that you're going to give a 20-minute speech at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon, you might reach 40, 50, 60, 100 people all in one 20, 30, 40 minute. How long would it take you to reach that number of people in a week's time if you didn't do a speaking gig? So we're going to walk you right on through that by the time you're blogging, and by the time you're the podcasting is going to get you over your stage fright. So by the time you're blogging and podcasting, then when somebody says, hey, would you speak to my group? You're going to go, sure. And you know what? You don't even have to prepare the night before. You know why? You're going to tell your story. You're mm-hmm. just going to tell your story. You're going to say, you're going to tell your hero's journey. So now, if they have me come to the cosmetology, let's say they have me come to the cosmetology school and they want me to talk to all the seniors, I'm going to spend my time and my story when I got into cosmetology. See, I'm going to talk, I was a single mom, had a car that wouldn't run, but then my aha moment was I discovered that cosmetology was a great way to make money. So now I'm going to spend my time saying, you know, I my first salon, and I'm going to tell some stories, and I don't have to prepare for that. I'm just going to reminisce my stories. And you know what? All those seniors at that cosmetology school are going to be leaning in because they're all getting ready to graduate and they all want to go somewhere in a salon. And I'm going to be telling real life stories. You see, they're all going to be leaning in. And then when I say, now connect with me because again, that's going to be my call to action at the end of my speech. Connect with me at kathybenner.com, and there's all those products and services I'm already going to have in place. See, and it's just going to take them right down that story line in my website where they're going to say, oh, I get a free call with Kathy. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Or I come to a free meetup, or here's all of her products. And it's just going to bring them right down the page. And so then let's say I get an invitation to speak in front of a real estate group. Well, that's where I'm going to tell my story. I was a single mom, had a car that wouldn't run. Then I got in the cosmetology business. But my aha moment there was I needed to own my own building instead of renting a space. And so here's how I purchased my first building. And here's where it went from. So now I'm just going to spend time in the real estate piece of my story. You see where I'm going with that? You don't have to sit down the night before and say, I got to write a speech. What am I going to talk about? You're just going to stand up and tell your story. And let's say I go to a chamber of commerce and it's all new business or all entrepreneurs in the room. And I was a single mom, had a car that wouldn't run, found out I got into the cosmetology business, decided to start my own salons, you know, and from there I ended up buying real estate. I had to learn that from scratch. And then I finally retired from the salon industry because I had enough real estate for my retirement. And then I decided to start an international academy. And here's how I did that. I don't have to write anything the night before. I'm just going to tell my story. And I'm going to tailor make my story like an accordion. I'm going to tailor make my story to whomever my audience is. So all I need to know is who are these people in the room? And I'll know where to stop and expand on that part of my story. Does that make sense? And so now you're going to be the most natural speaker in the room. And everyone is going to come up to you at the end and say, oh my gosh, I loved your speech the best. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Mark and I just went to Gatlinburg here a couple of weeks ago. And we went to one of those little theaters because the big theaters aren't open yet. They didn't open until April. And we went, of course, in the middle of March. And so we did find a little theater that was open. And it was where these three singers were. It was a tribute theater where they were singing somebody else's music, pretending to be them as a tribute. So the first guy was a Jason Aldean singer. He looked like Jason Aldean. He sounded like Jason Aldean. And he was a wonderful singer. And he got up and sang. And we were like, yay, he was very good. Thank you so much. And then the next guy got up and he started to tell his story. And he was like, you know, I look a little bit like Kenny Rogers. I'm going to sing some Kenny Rogers songs for you, he says. But back in 1959, I met Kenny Rogers and we became really good friends. And he said, and I traveled with Kenny. You know, people were starting to lean in. You know, it's a lot easier to sell somebody when they're leaning in than when they're like, how long is this going to be? So people started leaning in. And then he said, and 2 years ago, he said, I was diagnosed with cancer. He said, I went through all the chemo treatments. He said, I'm 81 years old today. We were all leaning in by then. And you know what? At the end of his his singing was good, but he didn't match Kenny Rogers as well as the first guy matched Jason Aldean. But guess what? Jason Aldean got hand claps. Kenny Rogers got a standing ovation. The only difference between the two is we felt like we knew him because he told his story. He didn't have to prepare for it. He didn't have to sit down the night before and write a speech. He just simply sat on a stool and told his story. Story is powerful. And that's why your story has to be in your Work With Me page. And that's why, as we go through building your business, your story is your cornerstone. Does that make sense to everybody? Because you want everybody to lean in when it's time. You know, you want everybody to lean in. Okay, question. Sherry, you started to share your website. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Share screen. Sorry about that. I clicked share too quickly. I thought Kathy was going to be quicker.
It's all good. It's all good.
So this is the contact page. So they will have had like the landing page that has more of my story on it, where this is just like a quick, this is the different lanes of where I work. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I'm a podcaster. I have courses. I have free stuff to share. Down here, you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can message me. You can schedule a call. Notice I do not put my phone number on there. There's a good reason for that. I don't have a lot of time to stop in the middle of a treatment with a kid or a discussion with a teacher, where if I can focus on you directly and have that communication, I can have a better chance of having a clear conversation than if my brain is split into two places. So we have one brain, right? So you can't have your brain split. So I have people schedule a call with me and then they
have your undivided attention at that point.
And then they have my undivided attention. So when I'm sending people somewhere, that's ultimately the page on my website, but there, I also have what they call a haystack, and haystack's an app. There are several of them that have that. And so I'll click my haystack and ask them for their phone number and send them a text. That way they also have my information.
And so that's your electronic business card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was free because I don't remember paying anything for it. There are some, like, after you have so many cards that they'll start paying. There's another one that I'm trying and I can't get it to work. It's called Dot. So I bought a Dot, and then the Dot has a sticky back. So it'll go ultimately on the back of my phone, but for whatever reason, I can't get this one to activate. So it may not happen. It takes a little while for it to ship from California. They have one that looks more like a credit card. They have this circle. I bought the circle, so I didn't have to think to worry about losing it. But,
and I have one also called Popple, P-O-P-L. And it comes with a little circle like her Dot that you put on the back of your phone. But all it does is it just gives them your contact information. And then they still would have to look you up if they wanted more, which is why I like Linktree, because it does a couple of things for me. One is I feel like I'm making more of a relationship connection with my Linktree because I'm having a conversation back and forth with the person, and I'm putting in their name and phone number right into my text messaging and sending them a link and saving it. And so I just feel like I'm making a little bit more of a quality connection other than just saying, oh, here, tap my phone and now you got my stuff. That's almost like just handing them a business card. So I like the conversation with the Linktree the best. And again, I didn't open that up. So let's see if, for those of you that haven't seen it, let's see if I can pull it up. See. This is what my Linktree looks like. And again, see, I start off the top with my umbrella message, my overarching message, experience freestyle living, teaching and coaching you how to be healthy. You see how I tied in the healthy and how to create passive income. And I want to circle back and answer another one of Tisha's questions here in a minute. But anyhow, this is what my Linktree looks like. So they can talk to Kathy, my virtual office hours for my mastermind members, how to donate to, we have an actual scholarship we give away every year. I give away two scholarships every year under the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, how they can join an event, how they can learn more about me, takes them to my website, to my academy, takes them right to my coaching program, takes them right to our tribe trips, takes them right to my book, my ebook, my speakers page, my media kit if they need to hire me as a speaker, my podcast, my blog, and I'm a freelance contributor to a magazine. So all of that is right on my Linktree, and you can move these around. And then be a speaker or need a speaker. I also have a speaker's cabinet where I try again to help lift up other folks and get their message out. And so I have several organizations now that go straight to my speaker's cabinet to get their guests. and if you click through the speaker's cabinet, it'll have everybody listed there and a little bio about them. And then when folks go there, they connect directly with the speaker. It doesn't go through me at all. It's just more of a landing page to send them out to the speaker. They deal directly with the speaker if the speaker charges or doesn't charge, or their area that they'll travel to speak or whatever. Folks go directly to, and I've got authors, I've got entrepreneurs, I've got all kinds of folks in the speaker's cabinet. So anyway, that's how I'm doing it. And I like this better than just a popple or a dot where it says, here's my name, here's my phone number, here's my website, here's my social media stuff, connect with me. This actually gives them, I think, a lot more options, which is why I like Linktree. So, and again, it's a matter of preference. You know, it's what you're comfortable with. And you do on Linktree, remember, Linktree is just to put links. So you do have to have your other platforms set up so that you can link out to them. You have to have a place to send them. When you go to Linktree. Now, it could be that you're sending them to different pages in your website. If you've already got your websites built, you know, you can send them to different, like a lot of mine, this Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, or my event tab sends them to a Google Calendar. My website sends them to my website, of course. The one-on-one coaching sends them to my website. The tribe trip sends them to my website. I'm just sending them to different pages of my website. Does that make sense? So anyway, it's just an option. Now, I am going to come down and I'm going to click on, is it the blotter? Well, I think it's the podcast. And I want to show you the podcast because one of the questions that Tish had was her different lanes. And so this is how I tied in my lanes. I found a quote that tied the health piece to the passive income piece. And I use the quote right here. And so this is, Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner, your passive income coach, health and wealth educator. See, that's my title. You see how I tied my different lanes together in my title. But then you're saying, well, what does health have to do with passive income? And here's the quote that ties it together. When asked what surprised him about humanity the most, the Dalai Lama replied, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or in the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then he dies having never really lived. You see how that quote ties everything that I'm doing together. So Tish, my recommendation to you is to maybe have an eye out for a quote or two that would connect your lanes. Yes, question.
So in my youth, one thing that always resonated with me throughout my career was an Oprah Winfrey quote talking about how to control your destiny, like you're the author of your destiny. I can't remember it verbatim, but I need to find it. And then there was another one that happened later on in my life, which was about go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. So that's another quote.
And so now inside of those quotes, maybe you can even come up with what your overarching message is to your audience. Like my freestyle living. And then use those quotes to tie your lanes together. Is this helpful?
Yes, it's helpful, but I'm realizing that this is helping me to process other questions or limiting beliefs that I have.
Okay. Now, I finished writing because, again, this is my about me story, remember? Because, again, I only have so much room in this podcast to connect with my listeners. So here's another trick. And Sherry, you'll get, this is a Mike Kim trick. Once you think about your overarching message, think about what pisses you off, what breaks your heart, and what are you going to do about it? And here's my answer. It breaks my heart to see, first of all, people just have just now read this quote that I read to you. Then I immediately go into it breaks my heart to see would-be entrepreneurs and would-be side hustlers with amazing skills choose to stay in toxic jobs with mandatory hours that affect their health. They seem, see again, I'm tying in the health. They seem to lack confidence and they seem to have a fear of leaving the security of the corporate world. They struggle with finding the time to create this side hustle that could grow into a full-time gig as a way to be financially independent. It seems they also struggle to find the thing that they feel passionate about. Now, make it personal. This was me when I started. Here's my solution. Then I created this podcast because I believe the inspiration, the tools, and the tribe should be easier than ever with today's user-friendly technology. Choose to change how you think, how you work, and how you play. You might even choose to change your zip code.
That's me. I'm your target audience.
Isn't that powerful, though? Isn't that powerful? And see, that sums up my whole Work With Me page. And so when my audience reads this quote or reads this little bio about me, that makes them say, I want to click in and listen to some of these podcasts. Because again, remember what I said earlier? Your audience is going to say, she gets me. She gets me. I want to connect more with her because she gets me. Okay. Is that helpful? That's how you can tie your lanes together. So find some quotes that resonate with you and then sit with it for a minute and ask yourself, what breaks my heart? What pisses me off? And what is my solution to this problem? And that's going to help you because you almost have to reverse engineer it. That's going to help you go backwards to figure out what is your VPS. What is your value proposition statement? What is your promise to your audience? See, so here's my promise. See, that was me when I started. So that's going to be my promise. So now when I come back to my website, here's my VPS, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. See, okay. That's my promise to my audience.
Okay, because at first when I read this, it seemed like you had multiple things going on and I couldn't wrap my head around it. But as you went to your podcast page and showed me the description, it tells me like you're teaching them and then you're also coaching them and then you're helping them design. So it's okay.
And so here's your freestyle living strategies. See, there's a complimentary call, have a casual chat, a free meetup, join as many as you would like, courses, learn everything from health to wealth, masterminds, be a part of the membership community, one-on-one coaching to help you get there faster, and freestyle living trips to celebrate your success. And in any one of those, you become part of my freestyle living tribe, which is Design Your Path to Freestyle Living. Does that all make sense? So you don't have to use this kind of a graphic. Like Sherry had hers listed in columns, you know, that she does all these different things. See here, again, I'm trying to make it all about my audience. I'm trying to make it all about my tribe. See, this is all of the stuff they can do. It's not what I can do. It's what they can do. They can get a complimentary call. They can join a free meetup. They can take a course. They can be in a mastermind. They can have one-on-one coaching. They can celebrate with a freestyle living trip. All of that is helping them design what freestyle living means to them, because it's going to mean something different to every person. Success, Tish, for your customers, success is going to look different for every single person. You just want to help them design their path to success.
Got you. I'm not responsible for controlling the outcome.
Yeah, you're just helping give them some tools and helping them design their path. Okay, because I might have some folks that say, I'm all about the health. I'm all about this fit as a fiddle. I sell health supplements. I'm all about working out. And so they're not going to leave this lane. I might have folks that say, I'm all about real estate investing. I just want to do more. I want to flip houses. That's my passion. I might have folks that say, I just want to run a bed and breakfast. I just want to have some Airbnbs. That's where I want to fit in to real estate. I don't want to buy houses and flip and be a landlord. I just want to do some short-term rental stuff. Some other folks might say, I just want to have a great website because I'm in an MLM. I sell Avon or I sell Tupperware or I sell Melaleuca or whatever. And I just need a great place for all of my folks to land so that they get to know, like, and trust me better, and they can connect to my podcast and my blogs and all those things we talked about that we're going to go through. I might have folks that say, I just want to create a blog. I just want to monetize a blog. I love to write. I'm just going to blog, and that's going to be my business. My blog is going to be my business. Then I might have folks that say, I want to write from anywhere in the world. That's why I want to be an author. That's what I want to do. And, or folks might say, you know what? I just want to connect with some like-minded people. I don't even know what I want to do yet. I just want to connect with some folks and start to network a little bit. And so these are my old graphics. And so, and I've got another one. Other folks might say, you know, I know what my products are, but I want to have a 5-day challenge or a 5-day masterclass. And I need to know how to create that. I need to know what that's going to look like. And so I want to know how to do that. And then some folks might say, you know what, Kathy, I just want you to coach me one-on-one. I don't want to be in a group. I don't do well with groups. I'm willing to pay you for your time and just coach me personally. I want to get there faster. Okay. But you see where I just walk them right down the page. Now, my original thought for today was I was going to show you Canva. Teresa's already way ahead. Sherry's way ahead. Tish, have you ever used Canva? Okay, so Tish is
all the time.
Okay, well, these are just Canva covers that I made on Canva. But as you can see, I end up having 8 different lanes. And so to simplify, I am in the process, and Sherry hasn't seen this yet, I'm in the process of creating where I just have a real estate lane and a build a better business lane and a networking lane. So I'm narrowing all my different lanes down into like 3 major lanes. And so I'm revamping my Canva covers. And so when I show you, and I'll show you the new ones. Well, that's the link tree. Where is it? Here it is. When I show you the new ones, this is the new ones. This is how it's going to look. There's my health and wellness. And you see how more streamlined it is. It's the free meetup, the course mastermind bundle. And then see, I have real estate investors, and I named the long-term investors, real estate investors, and I named the short-term real estate. So now I've got one lane of real estate investors, but I've got the 6 F's of real estate in one, and I have the ins and outs of opening a B&B or an Airbnb in another, but they're both under the real estate investors. You see that? And then I have entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. So you can build a better business. You can create the 5-day masterclass, or you can become a speaker, and it's all under the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. Then I have the authors and writers. And so authors and writers, you can be in the Writers Guild or the newbie bloggers. It's still under authors and writers. So you see where I'm now rearranging all my lanes and putting them into a broader, think of it like you've got all of these roads coming onto the freeway, okay? So how can you be a writer? Well, you can write a book. You can contribute to a magazine. You can be a blogger. See, there's all these different ways that you can be a writer. So now if I do a course on how to write magazine articles, it's going to be under the authors and writers. When I have a course about how to be a blogger, it's going to be under the authors and writers. If I have a course how to publish a book, it's going to be under the authors and writers. So you see where now I'm going to circle back to my website. And instead of having all those different lanes, I'll just have like 3 main categories that you can click on, and it'll take you to another page with the different products. Because this business has just kind of, yeah, Sherry's like, finally. So this business has kind of grown with me. And so just know that I'm only a couple of steps ahead of you. I'm not the big guru that you can't connect with. I'm just a couple of steps ahead of you. And as you start to develop your products, you'll start to Teresa knows this. When you write, a lot of times your characters take on a life of their own. And as you create your business is going to take on a life of its own. And it will tell you what categories that you need to create. And so my business is now telling me that I need to have a real estate lane with many different real estate products. I need to have a writer's lane and I need to have an entrepreneurial lane. Does that make sense? And I'm using Canva to actually make those, you know, have some continuity.
They are much clearer. I like the new format.
Yes.
So, Kathy, do you feel like if there's a lot of lanes that don't always mesh? So like, for example, I would say like your real estate and your writing, you know what I mean? Like they don't necessarily mesh. So do you recommend your name as the website then? So that way you can connect them? Okay.
Yes. Yes. My website is just under Kathy Benner.
Yeah.
And even my academy is under the Kathy Benner International Academy. So, because, and again, I don't know about you, but I'll meet somebody at a networking event. And as a matter of fact, this has happened to me. I've met a person and I'm thinking, oh, I need to refer so-and-so over to him because he's doing exactly what they need. And for the life of me, I can remember his name, but I can't remember what he called his business. And so what do? I go to Google and I Google his name. And I hope that somewhere he's connected his name to his business so that I can find him. And sometimes I can't, there's a disconnect and I can't find him. And I want to send somebody over and I'm like, oh, what did he call that his project that he's working on? What did he call it? What did he name it? I can't remember, but I remember his name. So always somehow have your name connected to your project so that people can find you.
Yeah. So I have multiple websites, Teresa. Everybody goes back to sherrydotter.com, but then I have a podcast website. So if somebody finds me and all they know is the podcast name, but they know I'm the host, they can find it both ways. And I am actually creating a platform where all my courses are, and it's not published yet. It's called Disability Labs. And so I'm going to be editing my homepage to include the location of where to find all my courses and what the courses are all about. So I have three. Kathy kind of puts all hers all together, but she has a separate site for her blog. Mm-hmm. My blog is contained on my sherrydotter.com because I have a WordPress site. Kathy doesn't. Kathy has a different platform. Mm-hmm. So just two thoughts on how to set it up.
Uh-huh. So if somebody would just go into any search engine and just search for Kathy Benner, this is what they would get. See, my academy comes up, my website comes up, my Facebook page comes up. It's got some of my videos comes up. My Teachable site comes up again. Facebook comes up again. LinkedIn comes up. YouTube comes up. Instagram comes up. Twitter comes up. And my Caraway Guest House comes up. See, so I'm everything on page one.
Great.
Under Kathy Benner. I'm the entire page. So do you think folks could find me if they had my name? So you see where I'm going with that. And that's where you gals want to get to. When somebody puts your name in, you're the entire first page. So this is the entire page one. And now if we go over to page two, there is again, my link tree. Here's under the Caraway Guest House, Kathy Story. Here's my YouTube again. Here's my Audio Boom, which is my podcasting. Here's my Instagram again. Here's my Facebook again. Here's my KathyBenner.com again. Here's staff of Kathy Benner Companies. Here's Caraway Guest House. Here's the Writers Guild interview. I'm the entire page too.
I think I found out I'm the entire first 10 pages.
See? So again, here's my freestyle living, Kathy's story, Instagram, staff, Caraway Guest House, master level coaching because see Kathy Benner, I'm under Carrie's program. And finally, on page 3, there's another Kathy Benner, and she is the owner of a dog grooming business in another state. And she's the only other Kathy Benner I've found that spells her name the exact same way. And she's got one little blurb here on page 3. But then
look at the name of her website there.
What?
Look at that. It's called bbb.org. Hello? Is people going to be able to
find... No, she's under the...
is that the Better Business Bureau?
Business Bureau, yeah. And it's the Better Business Bureau has a profile for her. But then I'm back again and everything else is me again on page 3. So one other person got in there on page 3. Here I am on iHeart. Now, again, Kathy Benner's husband, GoFundMe. Obviously, this is not me. But then back to... Again, to the guest house, back to me again, back to me again, back to me again, back to me again, me again, me again, me again. So on page 3, there was one other Kathy Benner. On page 4, there was one other Kathy Benner. So you see where it's easy for somebody to find me if they're looking for Kathy Benner and they click on any one of these. See here, this is iHeart Podcast, because once I went on to my podcast, I am on Audioboom. You see here, the URL is Audioboom. But once I'm on Audioboom, it shares with these other podcasting sites automatically. I don't have to post my podcast out across these. And Sherry, how many does yours share with?
18.
There's 18. Sherry's shares for a lot more than mine does. And I'm just using this free version of Audioboom, and it shares, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then Audioboom would make 8. So I'm on 8 channels, and it's not costing me anything to be on 8 channels.
Well, mine costs a little bit. So yeah. Down just a little bit, Kathy, just something to think about where Kathy has her story here, where it starts out when I asked there, and then it breaks my heart. You can have 4,000 words there or 4,000 characters in that space to describe your podcast. So just, I don't know what Kathy has there, but you can have more than just a little thing, because it really is deceiving. It says subtitle when it does it, but that subtitle can be 4,000 characters. And then under each one of those images that Kathy has there, you can have 2,000 characters to describe your podcast. And one of the little things about podcasting is the more words you have that are describing it, the better you're going to be able to be searchable. Mm-hmm. So Kathy, putting keywords in and a transcript of your podcast, you're going to be more searchable on Google. So just thinking about those keywords again, because I know Tish, I mentioned them before, but those keywords are really, excuse my French, but key to people finding you on these search engines.
Yes. Here's where we did an interview with a gal named Taylor Adams. And so I put just a little paragraph about her. I could write a lot more.
Yes, here. Exactly. You could go up to 2,000 characters on that. And that's where you will see people put show notes, and then they will put like the minute, and they'll put a little description of what was going on at that point in time. It helps with searchability. It also helps the listener go, wait a minute, where were they talking about that? Mm-hmm. I can go back to that part. I'm not saying that I've been that good at doing that. It is one of those things on my to-do list of doing better on my podcast.
Yeah. So with all of this, and again, that's why we call this program Build a Better Business. You're going to build your business like you're building a house. You're going to start with the cornerstone, and you're just going to put a different layer after layer until your business is built. And it's just like your house. There's going to be, once you think you're done, then you're going to go, I think I want to remodel the bathroom. So you're going to go back and say, I think I want to change that. And so that's why I am definitely a proponent of building your own websites, blog pages, podcasting. That way you've got the total freedom to change it, and you're not at the mercy of of waiting for somebody else to either have the time or you've got to pay somebody to do it, you actually have the ability to update it when you're ready to update it. Like me changing, you know, my different lanes now and kind of moving everything into like three major lanes. If I had to wait to pay an IT person to do that, they might say, oh yeah, well, we can get to you in August and see, and I can work on that now because I'm doing my own. Does that make sense? Now you can, like Sherry, she's got the best of both worlds. Her son is her IT guy. So
sometimes that's not the best.
I get it. But sometimes it is.
So something new that I've been doing, I don't know if Kathy has followed that I've started this or not. I just started it this month. And I'm getting a lot of responses. As a matter of fact, the first response I got put me to tears. But in the morning, I go to my phone. I do it in Otter AI, so I get a transcript for it. I just record like a little 5-minute thing on my phone. And I now, because I have the website as a resource, I upload the audio file in the right format, mind you, into my website, create and generate an email. And at that very quick email has a thing, Pocket Cast. It's a little thing on your pocket, in your pocket. It's called a phone. So it's a Pocket Cast. It's a mini podcast that I'm only sending to my email list. All the material is on my website. I'm not paying anything extra for it, but I am not advertising it on social media. So my list is getting something very special that it's not going anywhere else. So it's just another thought of things
to add some value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're no more than 5 minutes. So Tish, when you're talking about all your different lanes, I mean, get up when you're up first thing in the morning, 5:30. I grab my coffee. I'm in the dark because I don't turn the lights on. So I make sure I have had enough coffee that I can speak. And I'm going, okay, so this morning we're going to talk about Kathy Bitter and how wonderful her lanes are that she's talking about. And this is what I learned from her today. And it could be a totally different topic than anything else. This week, I bought a car. So I talked about the trial and the chaos on getting a car and some of the challenges it made between me working and doing the car. It was like totally, it's that whole personal touch. But I'm not putting it on Instagram because I absolutely hate reels.
Now, do you see what she's doing though? Her tribe, because she's only sending it out to her email list, her tribe is starting to hear her voice. They know how she thinks. They know what she feels. They're starting to feel more intimate with Sherry because they're starting to see into her world a little bit. And so they're gonna lean in. See, this is part of her building her story. And so her tribe is gonna start to lean in. And then when she does offer a solution for a price, they're gonna be more willing to part with their money because they're gonna feel like they know, like, and trust her. She's building the relationships.
Okay.
That's the key.
So we don't have to focus on a specific topic. Just get out there, share, and then people.
Yeah, just a couple minutes of just talking in the phone. And it's so much easier. It's much less intimidating than it is putting that phone up in front of you or put like that. And you're talking into your phone and you don't really know what to say and you feel like you're stuttering along the world. And I know I'm not talking to you, but you get the point. It's intimidating. And then what to do with it? Like, how do you put all those silly emojis on it? And I'm sorry, but I absolutely hate the TikToks and the dances where they go, they're stupid.
Yeah. Does everybody know who John Maxwell is? Teresa, do you know who John Maxwell is? He does a thing with his email list and it's called Minute with Maxwell. And it comes out every morning and it's in an email. And I actually look forward to it. I start my day because Minute with Maxwell, it's always something uplifting. It's always just the thought he had and it goes for a minute. And it's called Minute with Maxwell. And he'll just say, this morning, my thought was, And I remember back in the day, this happened to me. And then this is how that affected me. And so everybody just keep that in mind as you go through your day to day. And I'm like, that's a good thought. I'll keep that in mind. And what it does is it makes you feel like, you know, like you're waking up with John Maxwell every morning. You know, it makes you feel like you know him. And if I would go to a big conference where he is now, of course, this isn't quite fair for me because he used to be my pastor when I was 13. So I do know John Maxwell. But if I didn't know him before, his minute with Maxwell would make me feel like I know him and that I like him and that I trust him, because that's the persona that he is projecting every morning in his minute with Maxwell. So that's what I see Sherry doing, and it makes a difference with your audience.
Darren Hardy does that as well, but then he does put those little vignettes that he does. He makes it a video, so he sends us a video every morning, but that does become a podcast. Shonda Sumpter sends out a pocket cast. She also then does a live. So there's a little pocket thing that she'll send. She does a big live that's about the same topic. And then there's a VIP pretty much almost 5 days a week, 4 days a week, because Monday through Thursday, usually she doesn't do anything on Friday, that you can then pay extra almost every day to get extra. So she has a little pocket. She goes live on all the platforms using her phone. And then you can get even more if you choose the upsell. So just a thought on how to use the different platforms as well.
And again, when we get to that, we're going to talk about, marketing, when we finally get some of our products and services figured out on what we want to offer, we're going to talk about marketing. And that's a great marketing tool. Sherry, lean up into your camera a little bit. I'm going to do a screen print today.
I'll do that. Hold on. Let me get down a little further. And what do you think of the new do?
I like it. All right, everybody, here we go. Give us a thumbs up, everybody. Yay. There we go. Perfect, guys. Thank you.
It was nice and Teresa.
Yeah, I wanted one quick thing. I want to know, what is your one aha moment for today? If one thing stands out head and shoulders above the rest, what is your one aha moment for the day? Teresa, how about you? Did you have an aha moment today?
Wait, I wrote it down. 1 second. Your message will most likely be to the younger you.
Yep, to an earlier version of you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sherry, did you have any aha moments today? I know you've been with me for a long time.
My contact page got an upgrade while you were talking.
Okay. Okay. Tish, how about you?
Like looking at it going, I need to fix this.
Okay. Okay. And Tish, how about you? Any aha moments today?
Even though I do offer resume writing as a service, it's not really what I ultimately want to do. I'm learning through my hero journey or hero story that there's deeper things that I want to uncover. And I know that I don't have to be the expert. I could just be a resource. And as we were talking, Teresa and I were having a private conversation about that. So she provided some things that I can do to help, because I said, I'm still going through, right? I'm not actually an overcomer yet, but I want to provide resources along the way. And Sherry said, you know, hey, you can use a podcast, right? You can just talk to people about your journey as you go through. And then once you overcome, maybe you can go back and then create what the online learning courses and so forth. And Teresa suggested blogging. So those are some ways I can, you know, get my voice out there so my audience can find me and relate. I shouldn't say find me, but relate to me. Yes. And then, you know, that will show how I can be of service to them.
Well, I'm going to give you one more tip and trick. As you're out there podcasting and blogging and talking and networking, if somebody asks you for help in an area three times, it's time to create a product for that. Because sometimes it's not something that you think that you're going to create a product on, but after you get asked two or three times, you're thinking, you know what? There's an interest. There's an audience for that. I need to create a product for that.
That's how I got into building websites.
Yep. See,
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. All right, ladies, thank you so much for being on board today. I'm going to post the replay over in the Kathy Benner Academy. So if anybody wants to point somebody that direction to listen to the replay, feel free to do that. And you can find all the replays there as well. And again, just Google Kathy Benner and the International Academy will come up. Scroll down to the Build a Better Business and the free meetups and you'll find all the replays.
And one last thing, both Kathy and I are speaking next Saturday, April 22nd in Florida in Delray Beach. And I'd love to have you fly down and join us if you're from Ohio.
I'll just get that taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah. Just jump on a plane. Yeah.
So for anybody who is in Florida that listens to this later, if you're listening to it like this week, we are going to be in Delray Beach and we're both speaking at a conference.
Yeah. And for me, it's part of my freestyle living. So, and Sherry is going to be, not only is she already a published author, but she's going to be speaking about her new book coming out called Becoming You. Oh, and that's what she's going to be speaking on.
Oh, I'll be at the Ohio Festival. So
yes, yes. So yeah, Teresa's going to be in her element as well that weekend. So perfect. I love it. All right, ladies. We'll see everyone next time.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Okay, bye-bye.